Hi, it's Jack.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely, sir. Tell me. No, I have it. I remember it now. 801600. Yes. Let me check. Okay, what lights are there on the NBN box, please? Okay, and on the modem? Okay. Modem, what lights are on, please? Okay, and the internet light is not on? Wi-Fi light is not on? Okay. Hang Do you have a computer there? Okay. Can you turn on, go to the settings of your mobile? Okay, so what names do you see when it, when you turn it on? If you go to the settings, okay, it says telecom. Okay, can you connect to it? I'll give you the password and I'll. Connected? 9623 9623 Yeah, 9623333333. So 5 times 3. 962, 5 times 3. Okay, now do you have an iPhone or an Android? Okay, open Safari. Data. So on Safari, on the top, type 192. Dot 168. Dot 1. Yes. Do you see TP link page? Okay. Any pages come up? Okay. You've typed these numbers on Safari, right? I see. I see. Can you type 192.168.0 dot? Sorry. Okay, can you type 192.168.0.1? Yes. Same thing. That's strange. Do you have a safety pin or a paper clip? We may have to reset the modem in that case. No, pen is blunt, ma'am. You would need a sharper one, like a safety pin or a paper clip, actually. Yeah. Sure. So I want you to, can you see at the back of the modem, there's a tiny hole. It says reset. You have to put the pin inside and hold it for at least 15 seconds. You would see all the lights would start flashing. Okay. So right now, after the reset, the power number 4 and the Wi-Fi lights will come on. Okay, let me know when it does come on. Okay, now go to your phone and go to the Wi-Fi settings again. This time you will not see telecom anymore. You would see TP-Link. So you connect to the TP-Link. When it asks you for the password, the default password is mentioned at the back of the phone. Please take a look. Modem. Yes. Yes. No, not that one. Wi-Fi, not that one. Wi-Fi. Okay, now go back to your Safari browser. Yes, that's right. No problem, no problem. Let's go to Safari. Now type 192.168.1.1. Do you see a TP-Link page? Oh, yes. Put admin as the username and admin as the password. Huh? Yes. So you're inside the modem page. On the left-hand side, what are the options you can see? Is there any advanced section? Advanced? No, advanced. Advanced. Okay, tell me the options again, please. On the top, do you see network map? Okay, what do you see? Click on operation mode. And right now it's on DSL router mode. Change it to wireless router mode and click on save. Yes, we'll reboot. Yes, do OK. Okay, let me know when it's back up. We are almost done. So it's page. It's back in the TP link page. You're inside the TP link page again. So click on quick setup. Okay, maybe it's not loaded yet. Give it a minute. Yes, yes. But I need to make some changes for the phone to work actually. Okay, click on quick setup. Tell me what you see. Select no, I want to configure it myself. Next. Select the region and time zone. Select no, I want to configure the internet connection myself. Don't do auto detection, okay? Select I want to configure it myself. Put the username as admin. ADMIN. Put the password also as admin. ADMIN. Confirm password ADMIN. Okay, save. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just go next, 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 and click on save. Nothing, nothing. Just go next, next, next and click on save. Done. Now, on the left hand side, the last option is log off and just the second last option is called management or system tools, either of one. Correct? Okay. Under tools, what are the options? Click on manage. Do you see management? Click on manage control. Do you see further below there is remote management? Any remote management and click on save. Yeah, enable it and click on save. Click on save. Remote management via tell me. No other changes, no other changes. Just scroll down and click on save. Okay, can you make the port 8081, 8081 and then save? Can you not put 8081? And then you need to hit the save. Scroll down and on the right there's a save option. Yes, I'm in the modem now. I'm just setting up the phone. Hang on. And should I keep the Wi-Fi name as it is, like TP-Link, so you can connect the password using the one at the back? Okay. The phone number is 0747862633, right? Okay. So wireless, I'm keeping it as default TP-Link, and the password also the default one that's mentioned at the back, which I believe would be 13223748, right? Okay. And could you connect the telephone handset into the back of the modem into phone line 1? Okay. Rings. Then yes, absolutely crystal clear. All right, so I'm making some changes on the modem settings to make sure that no one else can log in remotely to avoid any kind of scam activities. I have locked it because anyways you don't need it. All you want, I'm sure, is the Wi-Fi and the phone that's working. And yeah, that's about it then. I'll make those changes now. Hang on. Thank you. Just have a few things to do. I'm just completing that and then I will take the details. All right. Sure. You've actually been fantastic, to be honest. Eight zero one six zero zero. All right. Now it's in Peter Lebring's account. You want me to change it to Stephen George Mohawt, right? He's going to be paying the bills moving forward, yeah? Okay. Stephen George Mohawt would be MAWHART, right? That's the original customers, Knife, I believe, right? Peter's nephew. Stephen is Peter's nephew. What's his mobile number? Thank you. And okay. What's his date of birth? Nineteen 61. So the next bill that will come out in November will be under Stephen Mohawt's name. Okay. His updated mobile number is 0437861535, and the date of birth I've registered here is 21st of Feb 1961. Okay. All done. Anything else I can help you with? You're gonna save around $4 also. What's the email address, please? Okay, S Mohawt, right? SMAWHIRT. Done. Hang on. Now this plan at this location also expired, and I told Steven that once things are settled down, we will roll it on for another 6 months. So I'm doing it till the 17th of April 2026. You're okay with it? It's actually on a discount at the moment. So if it's not on a plan, the discount falls off, ma'am. Oh. Okay, what, moving providers? So we can relocate also. So doesn't necessarily mean that if the plan is there, you can't relocate. You can definitely relocate, which is just that in the new location also, you have to take the service from us. Like, we will arrange the relocation. That's what it means. See, the phone sits on the internet, ma'am. Try to understand this. So I understand for it's difficult for elderly customers who don't use much data. Then again, the thing is, the phone sits on the internet, so you have to have internet for for the landline to work actually. So the basic plan that was already there when Peter was there is 8155, which includes unlimited local and STD calls and unlimited data. I understand that unlimited data may not be required, but by default, majority of the providers provide unlimited data, ma'am, because that's a part of the NBN's plan actually. So it's about, I think, close to about $86 or $87. Sorry. Yeah. So you were saying something. What do you want me to do? Ah. Okay, no problem then. Sure. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Yes, that's all. Yes. It has already been posted to 13 Russell Street, ma'am. I can see, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Sure.